sweet nostalgia. Having grown up in the 1970s and 1980s, one of the fondest memories of my childhood is the old-fashioned sweet shops that still dotted the high streets of Britain's towns and villages. The memory is as clear as day and the candy-coated ritual always the same. I would be picked up from school by my grandparents on a Friday afternoon. On most days we would walk the mile or so from the school back to our family home. The first leg of our journey took us through the park and bypassed a large artificial pond, where Grandma invariably produced a bag of stale bread from somewhere in the recesses of her raincoat. I would feed the voracious pond birds with some impatience, because as a young boy I had more important matters on my mind. As soon as the last crust was thrown I knew it was coming. With barely concealed excitement I would run the last 100 meters to the park gate as fast as my skinny little legs would carry me. Out through the gate, across the zebra crossing, and there it was, the object of my pilgrimage. And what an object it was, the old grey sweet shop, the gothic lettering and old world spelling adding a mystique to my young mind that in later years would have been written off as tackiness. "You can have whatever you like with this 10-pence piece," I was told, and I didn't need to wait for encouragement. The world in a sweet shop. The door opened with the ring of a bell, and through thick jam-jar windows I espied a veritable Aladdin-esque cave of good old-fashioned English sweets. The shop can't have been very big, and even when I was a kid they were a dying breed, being out-competed by the big pick-and-mix departments at Woolworths. Nevertheless, at the time it seemed that there wasn't a sweet under the sun that wasn't stored and neatly labelled in glass jars along those hallowed walls. There were jaw-busting gobstoppers that would last you for weeks, reduced in increments to a tiny aniseed ball in the center. Raspberry Whirl lollies were stacked alongside sweet peanuts, chocolate raisins, wine gums and a dozen flavors of bonbon. I remember the shop being packed to the rafters with children from my school with a similar intent. On the decibel level in that small room must have been impressive. I would make my selection. Liquor resorcels and sugared cola bottles were my favorites, and the shop attendant would scurry from shelf to shelf scooping handfuls of delectable sweets into little paper bags. As each lid was lifted the scent of icing sugar and flavored gelatine was liberated into the air. Leaving the shop with my precious cargo I looked toward my childhood home, which was now only a stone throw away. "Make sure you save these until after your dinner," my grandfather would say with a wink, but we both knew the bag would be empty before the front door handle turned. Great sweets at old-fashioned prices. Memories such as these were what inspired us to set up the online sweet company. High street shops like this are hard to find these days, but in our corner of cyberspace I wanted to recapture some of the excitement of the old-fashioned sweet shop. Our goal is to provide a wide selection of traditional English sweets by the measure at pocket money prices. So indulge your sweet tooth and have a look around our online shop today, and if you want to tell, neither shall we.